All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're watching Oilers Nation every day with Tyler Yaremchuk. Your one-stop shop for all things Oilers.
Careful, if you stare directly at the eclipse, you could go blind. Or even worse, you could become a Flames fan. Hey. Heyo, let's get into it with the lead. That was good, eh?
Why can't you stare into the eclipse?
I'm looking for one good answer. You can glance at the sun any day.
Yeah.
And just be like, whoop, and then just look away. Today, Amber was like, the sun's really bright today. And I was like, really? Whoa, that kind of hurt, but I saw it.
So you cannot go. I don't get it. So what am I supposed to look at?
Well, you're supposed to put on like those special glasses.
Interesting. You know, actually, speaking of glasses, if you don't mind jumping right into the weekend recap.
Well, welcome into Oilers Nation every day, live from the Sports Closet studio, three locations in the Edmonton area. You love them. It is not assured for Giant Game Day edition because we had two game days over the weekend. We're going to break all that down. Our pal Jason Demers is going to swing by at 12:30 as well. But we got two hockey games to break down and a weekend recap to get to for our friends at Greta. Your weekend recap.
My weekend recap. Sunglasses. It's reminding me. I watched the movie Oppenheimer, which is, of course, about the atomic bomb.
Yes.
And when they go to explode the bomb to see if it works, they have to put glasses on. And I wonder if we had those, we could look at the eclipse.
Yep. Probably.
Have you seen that movie? Don't know why I asked.
Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, shocker.
Did you review it on your Letterboxd?
I did. Five stars.
5 stars.
The cast is nuts.
Sean Avery?
Sean Avery is in it for pretty much as long as Casey Affleck is in the movie, who's an Academy Award winner, and they probably have the same amount of screen time.
Yeah.
Sean Avery in the movie was very random. Also, not a very good actor, but don't tell him I said that.
Okay. FICO. Okay, so Canadad says it's bad for your eyes. Mm-hmm. Again, would love some science. You're going to go blind if you stare, according to the libs. OJ, because
did you say that? Did someone else say that?
Someone else did. OJ said, because it's dark enough, you can stare long enough to go blind. So like, because there's the darkness of the moon, you'll look at it
dark
longer.
Side of the moon. Pink Floyd. Also a Transformers movie.
Yep. Okay. I don't even know what we're doing right now.
Well, we're talking about the eclipse. It's supposed to be any moment.
Is it going to go dark outside?
Don't know. We're going to find out.
Can we roll up one of those so we can at least see? He's got to like pull one.
It's pretty light right now.
Yeah. Like, again, I don't get what's going on with this.
Well, you see, Tyler, the moon goes over the sun.
But is that what's going to happen on this one? Or is that just when there's...
Well, I don't think there's much.
No, because what I'm getting at here... What I'm getting at here is... A couple of years ago, there was an eclipse. And everyone's like, whoa, this kind of eclipse only happens once every 3,000 years. You'll never see it again. And I feel like every time one of these happens, people are like, oh, you won't see this kind of an eclipse for 28 more years. And it's like,
28 more years.
Is there a difference? That was a partial eclipse from Mr. Burns. What?
So when does anyone have the time when it happens?
Apparently, it's more visible in Eastern Canada. That makes sense. We're not in the direct path, so not full coverage for us. Okay. The shade will be cool. I agree. I want to see that. I'm working, though. Well, Edmonton gets its full eclipse in 2044 from Wise Kyle. How do you all know so much about this? What are your day jobs? Are you all star people?
They're doing their own research.
I do commend that.
We beg them to do
Patrick
that.
Says around 2 to 3 p.m. What?
Well, Patrick's in Denmark, so it's already passed for him.
Yeah. Okay. You're all a bunch of nerds. Someone told me to stick to my day job. Sure. I mean, we stare at these GD lights for an hour every weekday. You're going to tell me the eclipse is worse than these? No way.
I noticed that my eyesight has got worse.
Yeah. And I did take a bit of a long peek at the sun and my eyes kind of do hurt right now. It's very bright out today.
It is. It's nice to feel the sun.
Weekend recap. Aaron, you were out at Greta. Sergeant Battle said the vibes were sky high. I was there for a little bit as well. AB, how was Greta this weekend?
Greta this weekend was as awesome as it always is, gentlemen. Good vibes, prepaid shots. Thankfully, we got a win.
Finally.
The bar was absolutely packed, too. It was sold out for sure. Standing room only as it kind of went along. And a dub always makes it go down smooth. Lots of games. Did you see Waz throw the football, Liam? Did you?
I wouldn't call it a throw, but I saw him toss a ball towards the target a few times.
On Oilers Nation Radio, I threw out there kind of jokingly. I was like, I bet you I could beat Waz at the free throw shooting basketball game, pop shot or whatever. I was like, I bet you I can beat him blindfolded if I was blindfolded.
Yeah.
After watching him throw footballs, I'm actually insanely confident. I think I'd be like a -160 favorite with a blindfold.
It was very bad. Aaron, quickly though, I have a picture in the work tape from Bruce McCurdy of people looking at the eclipse. But just on Waz throwing the football, it was very funny. The amount of smack talk he has given.
He talks more shit than anyone in this office.
And that was the worst thing I've ever seen. It was actually awful. My mom broke her wrist a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And it's not been the same. She didn't recover very well.
That sucks.
I know, but she played the football game when we went to Greta for brunch for Ben, and she did better than Waz.
Did she hurt her throwing wrist, or was it the other wrist?
It was her throwing wrist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was better than Waz, and I laughed at her the entire time she was doing it. So there you go. And here's a picture of people with the eclipse before we get into hockey.
Gloria says,
there you go.
Whoa, look at all those people.
I don't even know where that is.
Some of them have a telescope.
Yeah, that's from Bruce McCurdy.
Shout out Bruce McCurdy, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to have him on this show.
Dry says my grandma would throw better than Waz, and she's 6 feet under. All right.
R.I.P. Grams.
Someone said poor Waz.
No.
He birthed this.
He did this literally to himself.
Yeah.
Have no sympathy for him. I don't.
Got my truck keys are in my pocket, and they're really annoying me.
Mm. What else? What else did you get up?
I lost in game three of my beer league series. That sucked. No more beer league hockey for me. But what do? I turn the page fast and my rec league sports night. Book batting cages for tonight. It's slow pitch season.
And we're playing co-ed soccer.
Yeah. So Liam and I are going to be teammates for the first time. That'll be good. You're joining the team with all my buddies.
Yeah.
It's a good group.
Yeah. Well, I know a few of them already.
Yeah. They're so decent guys.
Did anybody play?
Well, like we've had this team for 2 years now.
Okay. So. But I know Amber obviously played.
Amber's good too. I've
seen her on the field a few times.
She's legit.
Yeah.
She can ball. No, I don't know if any of them. Yeah, there's a couple. I should say that. There's a couple. Okay, cool. I'm a natural athlete.
I bring it. Are, yeah. What position do you play?
I'm a striker or winger.
Winger would be like mid,
just
right?
Just on the wings.
Yeah, yeah. You're probably going to be there. I've been hyping you up a lot. I'm like, hey guys, Liam's going to be our best player.
My girlfriend's better than me.
Really? But you're British.
She plays for Team Ukraine at this Heritage Cup. Mm. We were going for bronze on Tuesday.
Good luck.
Yeah. So she is good. She'll beat anybody up.
Oh boy. It's 12:10 and we haven't talked about literally anything that anyone would care about.
Nothing happened this weekend.
Yeah. So the Oilers played twice this weekend. Jason Demers is going to swing by in a little bit.
Well, let's just ask him.
Jason, if you're watching the show right now, I'm sorry that you've agreed to associate yourself with this.
Ask us what you thought of one Oppenheimer and two the Eclipse.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, that's a good way to start with Jason. I will
ask him for a movie review.
Well, we don't know if he's seen it.
Well, but I'll ask him.
Last movie you saw? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to have him. The plan is, I think, every Monday going forward. He's a good guy. Yeah,
so. Because his story about him almost signing with the Oilers was
so
basically
good.
Like our viral moment on this show.
Yeah, it did really well. Yeah. That clip performed.
I wrote an article about it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for helping me get to my
all right,
my count for the year. But yeah, that was great. So I'm hoping we can get like more stories out of him every week or every couple of weeks, you know, yep. Maybe begging a little bit too much. But
and if Colorado, he doesn't give us a good story, we'll call him out for it.
Exactly. Colorado Edmonton, Tyler.
Colorado Edmonton. Let's get into it, Liam. It is our scoring summary and it is brought to you by Service Credit Union and the Service Big Share Contest. It's in its final month. It's your chance to win $1 million. Don't let it pass you by. Every $500 you save with Service gets you 5 entries into the Service Big Share Contest. Contest ends April 30th, 2024. Skill test required. For rules, visit service.ca/win. The Oilers take down the Colorado Avalanche by a score of 6-2. And do I dare say this? Their most dominant win of the season? Colorado had nothing.
Yeah,
nothing. That, zip.
That's
zilch.
One.
Squat.
The only other one I can think
there
of.
There was an LA game recently.
Yeah, that Kings game was good.
I really liked that Winnipeg game a couple of weeks ago.
But 6-2.
They let it go in the third period. Yep. So yeah, I think this one was very much like especially the narrative coming into it of Edmonton can't beat good teams.
Yeah.
Like they don't beat top teams. And you come out and I know they got two goals in their opening 10 shots, whatever it was,
but yep.
You limited them for basically the entire game. And it was amazing. Great yeah, job.
That game was 2-1 Colorado at one point.
Yeah.
Like, let's not forget that.
I hate that second goal.
Yeah, that was not great. Yeah. But when you look at the breakdown of how things went kind of period by period, the Avs in the first period, 8 scoring chances, 6 in the second, 7 in the third. They didn't get more than 10 scoring chances in a single period. The scoring chances to end the game at all strengths were 38-21 for the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers at all strengths, or we can go 5-on-5. They only allowed 41 shot attempts. That is remarkably good hockey by the Edmonton Oilers. So Corey Perry got the Oilers on the board first as we go through the scoring summary. His 11th of the year, 7th as an Edmonton Oiler. And you'll get a look at that. Just Corey Perry doing what's going to make him effective come playoff time. Going, being a disruptor, and then parking his caboose in front of the net.
And this is the second time this season he scored a goal similar to this. Like, I know it was obviously just a tip, but that shot was going well wide. And I'm sure it was a power play goal. Evander Kane did it. I can't remember who it was against, but
yeah.
That's where he's kind of his office, obviously, around there. But, like, you know, it's a goal that's not expected to get on target. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just a great veteran play, especially like so early in the period as well. In the game, just a strong, strong start.
I think that goal you're thinking of was against the St. Louis Blues during their 3-2 loss.
No, it was a lot further back than that.
Against Toronto? When they almost came back. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Might have been, yeah.
Anyways, Perry gets the Oilers on the board. It was 1-0. Avs score back-to-back, bang, bang. But before the end of the period, it's Connor McDavid with his 30th of the season. Ekholm and Draisaitl pick up the apples on this bad boy as you get another look at it on your screen if you're watching on the YouTube. Just banking it in. Just a smart Connor McDavid goal. We talk about Perry doing what he does best. That's McDavid doing what he does best, thinking the game at a higher level than anyone else on the ice.
Yeah, a bit lucky.
I mean, but I'll say no. I think lucky. That's a skill play to put that puck there and be like, oh, the goalie's not on his post yet. I'm behind the net at this angle. I have a seam here to bank it in.
But he banked it in off the defenseman that was coming towards him. Whoever that defenseman is there, that's where it went off.
But again, that's not a pass in front that gets redirected. That's McDavid knowing he has the bank shot.
I don't think it was a pass in front. I agree. I think he was wrapping it around. It fell off his stick a little bit and hit the defender. But either way, he meant to try and shoot.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, big goal. I love the celebration on his next goal, though.
Yeah, on his next goal, it was the one that made it 5-2 in the second period. The Oilers got a goal from Ekholm, his 10th of the year. The more notable Ekholm moment was him absolutely murdering Mikko Rantanen. Now, granted, Rantanen in concussion protocol, you never want to see that, but that was a crystal clear body check. Like, his feet stay down. He hits him clean in the chest. It's not in a dirty area. He Cronwalled him. And I know Oilers fans, we've sat and watched Alex Hemsky get nailed like that 100 times in his career. It's a clean hit, man. Ekholm just absolutely murders him. And that's why you like having Matthias Ekholm on your team.
Yeah, that's a huge hit. And Mikko Rantanen didn't play last night as Colorado lost to Dallas.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's working out, so he can't be out too much.
He's day to day. He's not going to miss playoff time.
Seem like he was going to be out for a long time, though. Bender, yeah. Anyway, so just a clean hit, though. There's something that always bugs me, and like I get it, but like you see guys get blown up like that, and there's always such a massive reaction. But he wasn't a bad hit, and
I completely
understand it. If it was like Draisaitl and McDavid that happened, I'd want that too. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's just like sometimes it's like, wasn't that bad.
Ekholm didn't drop the gloves.
He didn't need to.
Exactly. Ekholm gets his 10th, lays a big hit. Evander Kane gets his 22nd of the season. First in forever for Mr. 9-1. He is off the schneid. This goal, though, is exactly why Colorado Avalanche fans should be concerned. They don't have goaltending. What the hell is Georgiev doing there? Like, there was a play a couple of games ago where the Oilers were pushing towards the end of a period and Connor Hellebuck made a save and swallowed it up, looked up, realized there was 2 seconds left, knocked it into the corner. Something a smart goalie would do. Georgiev's lack of awareness here to not just be like, I just need to catch this, or it's a relatively slow shot from the top of the circles, punch it into the corner and we're out of the period. The fact he fumbled that the way he did, like, as fans should be worried about their goaltending. I see Maynard Nugent Spivey says in the chat, Georgiev is not good. He's not. Same time, good to see Kane get off the schneid.
Yeah, Kane needed it. Look how thrilled he looks.
Corey Perry was loving it, though.
Yes. Look, it doesn't matter how, right? Even look at the one against St. Louis that was disallowed. It went off his toe. Like, just needed something and gets another goal later in the game. But yeah, for Georgiev, and I think this is the biggest difference for Colorado. Well, second biggest difference. I don't think they have the offensive firepower that they did when they won a few years ago. But Georgiev isn't as good as what Kemper was that season.
Kemper was playing like he looked at the eclipse. Remember, he had that eye issue.
He had an eye issue. And they didn't have him throughout the playoffs for like certain parts, especially against the Oilers. But Georgiev just isn't the guy. He's good, and we've seen him at his best when we played him last time. But now he's been back-to-back games against Colorado where Skinner's been really, really good. And Georgiev's been good in one and not so good in the other. So I think if the Oilers met Colorado in the playoffs, I honestly give advantage Edmonton. I think they're a deeper team. Blue line I would give to Colorado. I think they have the probably McCaw's better, obviously, but I don't think it's as far as people make it out to be.
Yeah. Third period, Connor McDavid extends the lead to 5-2 with his 31st of the year. Evan Bouchard picking up his 62nd apple on this goal. Crazy. And you said you love the celebration.
Yeah, it was it was just a bit of a cheeky goal, wasn't it? And then the celebration is a little cheeky as well. You can see if you go to the Oilers Nation website, I use it as the thumbnail for this show article too. But reminding me of the Michael Jordan security guard in The Last Dance. Just like,
Evander Kane wraps things up with his 23rd of the season. Ryan McLeod picking up his second assist on the game as well. That third line is an X factor, Liam. To me, they seem to be complementing each other really, really well. Ryan McLeod uses his speed to get the puck up ice, push the defenders back on some cases. And then what does that result in? You have some space for the two guys who don't move as well, but it allows Evander Kane to use his offensive skill set, I think. Like, again, that play at the end of the second for the second goal, right? It's McLeod coming into the zone with the puck and then just kind of delay, fire a puck on net. And Kane goes to the net. And on the first goal, it's Perry going to the net. I just think that third line is they're an X factor. It's not just calling Evander Kane an X factor. It's that whole third line. If they can score on a consistent basis, this team, this is the best team in the Western Conference, maybe the best team in the league. I think is that big of an X factor.
Yeah, I would agree.
Right up there with Stuart Skinner, I should say.
I was just thinking of you saying they're the best team in the Western Conference, just comparison to Dallas, but they've been in Dallas this season. I think that 5-0 game was just a bad example of what the Edmonton Oilers are, but just on that line, I agree. And I think one thing, and I think we're obviously going to get into the Kane and Perry situation from Saturday night as well against Calgary, but we were talking about accountability a lot last week with Chris Knobloch and doing it to the stars and everything. Mm-hmm. It feels like Corey Perry is really just going to hold Evander Kane to a standard and not let him drop from it. And I really like that. And it's, we talk about this veteran leadership that Perry has. Heck, if he just brings it to Evander Kane and makes Evander Kane better and more accountable for everything, and I'm all about it. And I don't think we got the best of Evander Kane on Saturday by any means, but on Friday, 2 goals.
Yeah.
That's what you want from him, right? And that third line, I agree. I think when he was Adam Henrique down there, and whether it be Brown and Perry or Brown and Kane, whatever it is, now it's Perry and Kane. The speed is everything you need for that unit. Yep. They need it so bad.
All right, well then let's move along, because there was a moment from that game that generated a lot of conversation. We are going to call it our moment of the weekend, and it's from our new friends at DuraGuard. If you're looking for a trusted professional fence company in Alberta that can do it all, count on DuraGuard Fence Company. For 37 years, they've been offering manufacturing, installing, and repair services, as well as a whole range of do-it-yourself options. DuraGuard, if you are listening to this, I need my fence in my backyard redone. That is not a joke. I looked at it today. My neighbor doesn't give a shit about it. Uh-oh. It's all on me. DuraGuard hit me up.
So do you split that?
Oh, I can get a quote at DuraGuardFence.ca. I'm reading this for the first time. That's great. Are you supposed to split it? Here's the problem, is that the fence that's broken for me is on the side of the house, or like the side of the yard, where for them, all it is their garage. So there's no incentive for them to want to fix it, but it's incredibly broken. My house was built in 63. I think this fence is original to 1963.
Wow.
It sucks.
That is some good wood.
Yeah, credit to it for standing up as long as it has, but DuraGuard, please help me, or I'm going to go to DuraGuardFence.ca and just get a quote myself, which is probably the right play.
See what it's all about.
One-stop fence shop for over 37 years. Oh, I have options. Chain link, wood, vinyl. What's ornamental fencing? That sounds great.
I don't know.
But to find out,
I don't have a fence.
My summer journey with DuraGuard. We'll document it all. Anyways, that'd be so unlike me.
Cue the collab.
Yeah, cue the collab, DuraGuard. Let's go. All right. The moment between Corey Perry and Evander Kane on the bench really got a lot of people talking, Liam. Do we have the clip of the two of them? They'd be beefing, at least momentarily. Corey Perry not happy because there was a play behind the net that Evander Kane could have cycled back to Perry and kept the play alive. Instead, just lightly threw it in front of the net, and he turned it over, and it totally killed the play. What'd you make of this? Like, I don't have an issue with this, and I didn't have an issue with the Draisaitl thing either. To me, there is a core group that wants to hold everyone on the roster accountable. Mm-hmm. And I think that's totally fair. And in this case, yeah, it's a tight one goal game. You're playing a rival. Things were just heated on the ice, and Evander Kane killed a play with a lazy play. I would hope his teammates are letting him know that that's unacceptable. So it's nothing.
I agree. I don't think it's nothing. I think this is just teammates being teammates. And like you said, there's got to be a standard for this team if they want to go and win a Stanley Cup. Corey Perry's been on a team with Pronger, Niedermeyer, those guys, right? The team of Solani, yeah. Like guys who have won in their careers. And now he's just bringing it to the Edmonton Oilers. And I think this is, Evander Kane's been in the news a lot. He couldn't score goals. Leon Draisaitl and him were doing whatever they were doing on the bench. And he's just Evander Kane. Like, people just know his reputation. And I think that's why it maybe it's out there a little bit more. And also the two times it's happened to him, I've been against Calgary and Toronto. They're on national TV games. Like, I think this is good. I think it's really good that this is happening. And not just being like, well, get him next time, Vanda.
Yeah. Dangerous Wade says the Oilers are playing as a team, holding each other accountable. Maynard Nugent-Spivey, clickbait, nothing to see here. I mean, I don't think it's clickbait, But like it happened. It's a real thing that happened, but I get it. Yeah. Perry probably should have saved it for the dressing room though.
Oh, I disagree. Yeah, I think
you can let it out on the bench
in the moment, whatever.
Yeah, there you go.
I have a quote.
Is that okay? So we both agree. No problem with this. I don't have an issue.
It's just,
it's fine.
Sometimes I do it in my men's league.
Oh, it happened. It happens in my men's league. Like, I mean, I think if you've played like the, a level of sports, that's even just like this much competitive. Me and you are going to be yelling at each other in our co-ed rec league soccer this summer.
You'll be a Van de Kane. I'll be Kane. I'll be Perry.
Probably because I'm not good. So yeah, that would make sense. Okay. You have a quote on that. It's going to be our Sounds of the Oil today for Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campground. Liam, give me that quote.
All right. So this is from Gene Principe. So it was brought up about Corey Perry and Van de Kane. So this was Corey Perry on him and Van de Kane on Saturday night. He said, "Brothers fight. I was just trying to bring the best out of him. We talked about it and I apologize. But there's more."
Oh.
From Evander Kane, he said, "We're fine. We're partners in the Masters pool."
Well, I mean, and there's the other part of it too. I like that fact. They're partners in the Masters pool.
They're clearly friends.
And when Kane scored, who is the one coming Perry in with the most excitement to the scrum? Yeah,
Perry. I think.
What are we doing here?
We'll see what Evander Kane's all about these next few games leading into the playoffs. If him and Perry, like, just be pissed off. I want Van de Kane to be pissed off. I think that's when he's at his best, and that's a
without a doubt
obvious statement for him. But like, I believe it was a season low in PIMS, maybe even in time on ice. I think it was the lowest since his injury against Tampa Bay, which was like 9.58 or something like that. Like, good, he didn't play well. Yep. Clearly, he's being held to a very high standard. Because he is a fantastic hockey player.
Yeah.
We just need to see it.
All right. There you go. That is our Sound of the Oil. Again, can you give me the Perry side of that quote one more time?
Oh, yeah. You made me lose.
Oh, damn. Well, it's for our friends at Snow Valley Aerial Park. Opens up on May 31st. It's family fun all summer long. Also, the Rainbow Valley Campground is 5 weeks away from opening up. It's the only campground in the city. Liam.
Brothers fight. Yeah. I was just trying to bring out the best in him. We talked about it and I apologized. And then
water under the bridge, water under the Walterdale Bridge,
water under the Walterdale Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into the Charm Diamond Center's YouTube chat. You can get a custom ring built and delivered in less than 4 weeks through Charm Diamonds. Head to charmdiamondcenters.com for more information. There were a bunch of comments I want to get to here. Prad Nesky had one. Remember when Perry said, "Keep your ego at the door." He means zero BS and all business. Exactly. Stand on business. Mm-hmm. Good in you. Can't wait to watch playoff Perry get in the head of every team you play. I agree. We're going to talk to Jason Demers about that in a bit. Naeem says, "No problem with this, but who holds the leadership group accountable though? Who's telling Nurse he needs to be better?" I think at some point you also just kind of trust that your leadership group is going to hold themselves accountable to a bit. Like Darnell Nurse knows when he plays bad kind of thing.
I think there is some guys who probably don't need to be told.
Yeah.
You know, like Evander Kane is evidently someone who needs to be told.
Mulek says, "Ask Demers about Broberg." We asked him about that last week.
Yeah, maybe if
he gave us a great answer. But anyways, that is up on last week's interview with Demers. He gave us some great stories. The only reason I threw that question up is because I wanted to plug that last week was really good with our pal Jason Demers. Let's keep going through. Accountability is what we want from Cheryl. I think you're bang on with that. Also, someone in the chat was like, "You can't fix a fence. That's embarrassing." The fence, I fixed it last year. Okay. I need to put that on record.
Winter also ended like 2 weeks ago. It literally snowed on Friday. So yeah. You've got time to fix the fence.
But now it's past fixing. There is no more fixing this fence. It needs to go away. I need a new fence. And I'll be honest with you, I kind of want to get like a nice chain link one that's just going to last forever. Because one half of my yard is chain link. The other half is this old fence from the 60s. And the one on the back looks like it was maybe done like 15 years ago, but it's also wood, but it's holding up fine. I have one side of my fence that is not working. I want it replaced.
That's why we have DuraGuard.
There you go. Someone also implied that this partnership is only because I'm getting a fence. I haven't spoken to them about the fence.
Didn't know the ad read.
We did not know the ad read until, I kid you not, 8 minutes before our show started today. We were sent an ad read. Shout out to DuraGuard, everybody. All right. Anything else?
Oh, there was more to the Perry Kane thing. Apparently when they were done, Perry yelled over to Kane saying, "They're ready for you, Kana."
Who's they?
the media.
Oh, that's funny.
They went to Perry to Kane, yeah, and then they left, and Kane called him an asshole.
Oh, so they do hate each other.
Yeah, clear hatred, I believe.
Ah, God, now I'm torn on this whole thing.
So many stories.
We should get Demers' take on that.
Is he here? Jason?
No, he's not here yet. Someone, OJ said, Tyler's flexing on all of us, doesn't need to fix things. That's incorrect. Like, I hate Frank Saravalli, for example, hire someone to mow his lawn. And he makes fun of me because I mow my own lawn.
Yeah.
I love mowing my lawn. I don't mind getting
humble.
It's actually something too, where, like, as you people at home may know, this job we do is not exactly physically demanding. I don't mind on the weekends doing a bit of like physical labor. Yeah. You don't agree with me on that.
Well, I've never had the experience. All my places that I've lived have had condo boards where I haven't had a lawn.
Oh, there you go. Lance, we were putting Tyler's fence on LTIR.
There's a lot. Speaking of Frank, maybe you can just give me a quick refresher before we get to Jason Demers, who played in Arizona.
Yeah.
But Frank is, so there's obviously the news broke last week about the new arena, Arizona, is intending to bid on.
They're intending to bid on a land auction.
Yes.
And then they shared the early designs of what they would build if they win the auction. Remember, they've lost these before.
Yes. Intention is big. I intend to one day win the lottery.
Yeah. I intend to get a new fence.
There you go. And now you guys spoke about Ryan Smith put out, the Utah Jazz owner,
yeah,
put out a survey about what Utah would want from an NHL team, or Salt Lake City, I should say, whoever it is. So is that where we're at? Am I missing a part? Did you talk about it on DFL today?
We talked about it on DFL Live today, and here's Frank's take on the whole thing. You don't get an NHL franchise by going around the NHL's back and doing things without their permission. And by all accounts, Ryan Smith is very tight with the league.
Okay.
He's not doing anything unless he has approval.
Yeah.
He's not just going to let the NHL have the bad PR look of, hey, what would we potentially call a team? We want to hear from you. That doesn't start unless the NHL says, yeah, okay, you can do that. We're okay with you doing that.
Right. So
if you're just getting an expansion team, why do you need to do this now? Was Frank's point. The only reason you need to expedite this process would be if you're getting a team so quickly, you need to start get rolling on the branding and the marketing and all of that stuff. If it was an expansion team, you would have the announcement that you're getting an expansion team, and then it would go through a process. And then a year later, when you're a year away from playing, you'd announce the name of the team and all this stuff.
Right. Cause there's no like timeline for it.
No.
Your expansion, you kind of do at your own pace. They want you in 3 years, and it's like, hey, Utah, you have a team in 3 years.
Yeah.
But and this one is very interesting. And people in in Arizona, are really coming after Frank right now. And a lot of people question what he knows. I would ask, does nobody remember the Seattle expansion draft where Frank literally got every single name before the players even knew they were going?
It's almost like he's pretty well connected, yeah, Liam.
Kind of tapped in.
Yeah. I love it. And I mean, but at the same time, I feel for the Yotes fans too, because like you're going to lose you're potentially losing your team. So like, yeah, okay, you're going to be pissed at the one reporter who seems to be actually going out there and saying, hey, realistic chance of losing the team, not just like, you know, tiptoeing around the issue like we tend to see with others.
Yeah, I totally get it from that perspective. But if I was one of those fans, I'd probably start looking for a new team. Vegas isn't too far away.
Yeah. Tyler Milik, he has some sort of inside information. Weird. Frank will be sharing that information with us on his appearance later on in the week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Wednesday. I don't know. Oh, maybe Wednesday. Or if I'm not doing the show Thursday, do you want him Thursday?
No, I get him on Wednesday. I like him when we're all together.
Yeah, it is nice.
We'll have a lot to talk about Wednesday when we beat the Golden.
Mm-hmm. Hey, just going around the league quickly while we wait for our friend Jason Demers to swing by. Let's get to a Sherwood Ford Giant question of the show. It's brought to you by Sherwood Ford the Giant. Head to sherwoodford.ca to check out their extensive inventory of new and used vehicles. And when you use them for your next vehicle, you get all the perks that come with it, like their fantastic service department that includes the mobile service van. Liam, it comes to you to get work done on your vehicle. You basically just park wherever you're parked. They come zoom, boom, bang, done.
Zoom, it's boom, fixed. Bang.
That's what
mechanic.
Well, that's what they told me to say.
Sherwood Ford, sorry.
Zoom, yeah. Bang. Percent chance that the Edmonton Oilers catch the Vancouver Canucks is your giant question of the day. And we got some breaks on the old out-of-town scoreboard as the LA Kings stifled the reset the board. The LA Kings smothered the Vancouver Canucks in their game. And now the Oilers are back to being 3 points behind the Vancouver Canucks. Game in hand, head-to-head matchup. You win the game in hand, you win the head-to-head matchup in regulation. Boom, you're ahead of the Vancouver Canucks first in the Pacific Division. Give me the percent chance that it happens. Bring Cassian home says 55. Putter says 100.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow. Golden Knights Canucks is the big matchup tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the Oilers obviously have to win some big games here, but I don't know. I just really feel like they're going for it now, right? Like, and the thing is too, like every game, this is changing. We're coming down to the nitty gritty, of course, only six games left, but yeah, this week will really determine everything. Obviously, pretty obvious.
You're going to have a much clearer understanding of things as we get through this week. And I mean, obviously the Oilers are going to play three more of their final six games over the next bit. But yeah, man, I mean, you beat Vegas on Wednesday, and if Vegas gets you a win tonight, by that point, you're one back with a head-to-head and a game in hand, and you're starting to feel a lot better. I think Fantasyland dream world would be you have it actually locked up by the time you beat Arizona on the 17th, and then that last game against Colorado, you can rest, guys.
Well, I think another thing, too, that will be interesting, especially if Vancouver loses tonight, is that fragile them a little bit. You know, like, do they get a little bit more afraid when you play them on Saturday?
Yeah.
To like not let it slip. And then they do.
And you're at home where you've been nails. Oilers 26, 8-3 at home.
Yeah, I think they'll do it. I really do. First one since 1987, I believe. They've won a division title.
Yeah, it's the longest drought in NHL history, I think.
Really?
Yeah, because I mean, the other teams that have never won one, like the Nashvilles Columbus would be one,
Arizona.
But like they haven't been around that long, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think Gregor's always the one saying that it's the longest drought.
It would be if they won the first banner in Connor McDavid's Edmonton Oilers era.
Well, way to take a positive story, make it depressing, Liam.
Well, that was a positive story.
You're not a Connor McDavid. What's the first banner? Regular season division title.
Pacific division title. What more could you want?
Hooray. Well,
I think they'll do it. I think the fact that, so Vancouver's next five games, last five games, to say Vegas, Arizona, Edmonton, Calgary, Winnipeg.
Vegas, Arizona, Calgary. Okay. That's tough.
It's not easy. They have one easy game.
Yeah. Here we go. Jack Michaels. Oilers arrive at practice in full control of their destiny within the Pacific. If Edmonton wins its final six games, including Vancouver in regulation, the team will claim its first division title since 1987. Not bad for a team that was 30th place at U.S. Thanksgiving. Not bad at all. At that point, I would have taken second wild card spot, clinching on the final day of the regular season. Never mind still having a chance at the top spot in the Western Conference.
How about
the Pacific Division?
Potential playoff opponents for the Oilers. Can't really ask for three better places to go in the NHL.
Well, there's that too.
LA, Vegas, or Nashville.
Three great locations. Which one? So if you catch Vancouver, like those three teams, LA, Nashville, and Vegas are still very close, because if Vegas wins their games in hand, they're going to leapfrog Nashville, but they're also going to leapfrog LA, put them back into the divisional race. That'll bump LA down to the wild card. But if LA wins their game in hand, they're going to jump over the Nashville Predators, which would set up the very even four Central teams, four Pacific teams on either side of the bracket.
So Nashville play Winnipeg at home, Chicago on the road, Columbus at home, Pittsburgh on the road. That last game of the season is next Monday. Nashville. They're kind of crazy.
Sorry, I missed that. I'm trying to make sure everything's good with our guest.
The last game on the road, last game of the season is the 15th.
That is a long break.
Yeah.
That'll probably be one of those Western Conference series then, whoever they end up matching up against, that starts on Saturday.
Yeah. And then Anaheim, I mean, the Kings have such an easy schedule.
That's exactly what Davin just said in the chat.
Oh, did he? Shout out Davin.
Basically, as you said, they
play the Ducks twice, Chicago, the Wild, and the Flames.
Yeah, that's pretty easy.
All at home besides the Ducks.
So maybe the most likely outcome is that it's Edmonton jumping into first, Vegas jumps into third. You get Edmonton is the one taking on LA as a wild card team. Vancouver, Vegas, hell of a series. Nashville flips over to play Dallas, and you get Colorado, Winnipeg.
Oh, I want Vegas just on the other side of the bracket so bad.
I know. That's the best case scenario for me, is if Edmonton is right in the mix with those elite teams. And I think Dallas, Colorado, Winnipeg, and Vegas are all right in that tier with them. Mm-hmm. If you could have those four teams exist on the other side of the bracket, I know eventually you got to beat everybody. You want to beat good teams, blah, 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 blah. Still, there's an advantage to those four teams being on the opposite side of the bracket, and you don't really see it in the NHL, so it'd be great. Dangerous Wade, what do flat earthers think about the eclipse? That's another important giant question. I'm not sure what today is like for flat earthers. Well, I could let you know. Do they explain that?
I don't know. I don't know how they explain it.
What do flat earthers think the sun does?
Period. What do flat earthers think? Period.
Well, they don't think a lot, I think.
Well, they, to be fair to them, are definitely not following mainstream media.
Nope. I give them credit for that, even if it's a little kooky. I do like the idea that no, we're not going there. We're just not going to go there. Because we do have other games to talk about. We haven't touched at all. We're 40 minutes through the show, and we haven't touched on the Calgary Flames at all. Oh, yeah. So let's talk about that win. It was a 4-2 BOA win for the Edmonton Oilers. Your scoring summary there. Leon Draisaitl, 40th of the year, power play goal from his spot, absolutely hammering this one home. We talked about the third line being something you'd love to see continue to stay hot heading into the playoffs, and how big of, again, X factor it could be. The power play getting red hot before the playoffs, that would also be a pretty significant X factor for this Oilers team that would help them win hockey games.
Yeah, it would really help a lot of things, wouldn't it? Nice timely goal again by the Oilers. Moments left.
Yeah. Dying seconds of the first period. That's a big time to get a goal. Connor Brown gets his fourth of the year, Liam. Yeah. He is all of a sudden starting to get warm. He's not getting red hot, but he's getting warm. He's starting to get lukewarm, which is, we'll take it. But this was a solid play, I think, by the fourth line. Again, good drive to the net. Nice heads up play by Janmark to just poke it back into the slot, recognizing Brown was coming. And night one of the playoffs, you need to have Connor Brown in the lineup. Again, to have a guy who at a point in his career was a 20 goal scorer come in and be able to help you in the fourth line. And he's a good PK option. I think he needs to be an everyday guy in the playoffs. For me, down the stretch here, he's done enough to come out of the rotation. He shouldn't be healthy scratched again. He's got four goals.
Yeah, he's done really well. And also, I just want to give a quick shout out. I'm sure he's in the chat. Christopher Palmer, I'm pretty sure, has been in the building for every single one of Connor Brown's goals.
Christopher Palmer is going to be in this building on Friday.
He will be in this building on Friday. But yeah, great drive by Derek Ryan on that one, who, funnily enough, kind of lost the puck at the end, mishandled it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then the puck just fell off him. And Connor Brown cleaned up the garbage. I'm nice to see him, score some real goals. Sorry, he wasn't in the building for the Winnipeg one, of course.
Ah, yeah.
But yeah, good goal. Good goal. I agree with what you're saying, but I would just say, who doesn't come out of the rotation? Who is in the rotation?
It should just be Janmark Ryan. Carrick Ryan. Rotate them in and out. Janmark and Connor Brown deserve to stay.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Yeah. The Flames did bring it within one. Yegor Sharangovich is 30th of the season. That is a good trade by Craig Conroy, going out and getting Sharangovich.
I hate to admit this. Conroy's done a really good job of his trades. And the fact Sharangovich now has 30 goals after trading to Foley, hey, very good player as well in his own regard. Probably would have had 30 on the Flames too, but just a good.
You got a younger scoring option, which is huge.
Who was the other player they got though? Oh, Kuzmenko.
Who picked up two apples in the game.
Yeah, he's done a good job.
Yep. Nazem Kadri would tie it up at 2:07 into the third period with his 25th of the season. Sharangovich, Kuzmenko picking up the apples on that goal. And then the Oilers power play struck again. A red hot, dangerous Oilers power play can not single-handedly win them games, but single-handedly be the thing that pushes them over the top. And just this game was an example, man. For the last couple of weeks, it felt like every time they got a power play in a big spot, they weren't scoring. Tonight, they had two power plays that were in big spots, end of the first, and with the game tied in the final 10 minutes, Evan Bouchard hammers one home, his 17th Bouch bomb of the season, Liam.
Can he get 20? Might be tough.
99th assist for Connor McDavid. Right there.
So here's a stat. Give credit to Jason Greger on this one. I can't remember where he brought it up. Probably the DFL run now a few weeks ago. In the Stanley Cup Finals, when it was Tampa Bay and Colorado, and this is to show the importance of special teams.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay outscored Colorado at 5-5 in that series. Yeah. But Colorado outscored them on the power play, and that's how they won the Stanley Cup. That was literally the difference for them. Mm-hmm. And now it's got to be the X factor for the Oilers. We talk about all these plays and everything, but really it does just need to be those five on that first unit. You've got to take advantage of your opportunities. Like, kind of need one a game. Like, I know that's there's maybe there's going to be one where they go do a bit of a lull, whatever, but it's very valuable to this team. You could argue it's basically everything. Is that too much to say? It's close to the first, for sure.
Tyler Mulick, more power plays in the playoffs as well. Bang on with that. The Oilers would wrap it up. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins with an empty netter to make it 4-2. Nice little puck line cover for all you bettors out there. And a 4-2 win. Or did you get puck line?
I did.
Nice.
I'm not scared.
Never been. I took money line because I'm doing the thing Rick and I agreed to do on Oilers Nation Radio. I decided on Oilers Nation Radio on Friday that the Oilers were going to go on a 6-game winning streak, starting with that game against Colorado Avalanche. I said, I'm putting $50 on the Avs money line. I am rolling over that money over on Betway up until the Oilers win that 6th game in a row against the San Jose Sharks. So 50 into 87.50 after the win against Colorado, 87.50 into 137, I think was the next is what I'm at right now. So this is more money than I usually bet, but I'm seeing it through. $137 on the money line Wednesday.
I'm wishing you all the best.
And if they win that, not to get too far ahead of myself, it should turn into like 220. And then it would be Arizona. I would go puck line against Arizona to get it at even money. 220 into 480 against the Canucks. They should be like minus 130, minus 135. So it'd be 480 into about 700.
Don't go puck line.
750. I'm going puck line. No, and then the last game against San Jose, I'm going puck line as well.
I would go puck line for that one. But
I'll turn $50 into $1,600.
Arizona have some weapons, man.
But going puck line kind of breaks your theory. If it's all money line.
But they're going to be too big of favorites against Arizona to make it even worthwhile. Like, I don't want to, by that point against Arizona, again, it's $250. I'm not wagering $250 to win $30 or something stupid. Like, come on. Maynard Nugent Spivey, sounds like you're playing responsibly. I am, because I only bet what I can afford to lose. And I took that $50. And at the end of the day, if I lose it, I only lost $50.
Not even your money.
It's called playing with the bankroll, kids. Mm-hmm. Look it up. Canada, that's a lot of beer. Sure. It is going to buy me a lot of beer. Shout out to our friends at Betway, by the way, who have an excellent offer right now that you can take advantage of by scanning the QR code on your screen. With Betway, you can get a free bet up to $200 if your first bet loses. Create a new account, scan the QR code, and redeem your bonus. Place a bet with no minimum amount required, and if the bet loses, you will get a refund up to $200. You can then use that money to bet on your favorite sports. This offer is only available outside of Ontario. Yes?
It happened. The eclipse happened.
We missed it?
We missed it. Son of a gun.
Yeah, it's bright out again.
Seconds after.
Someone asked about Jason Demers. Yeah, we're trying to connect with Jason right now. We'll get to him.
He'll be here.
And if not today, we promise him tomorrow.
Yeah. It'll be fine. What else have we got on the show rundown today, Tyler? Oh, Wendy's. Should we do Wendy's?
Well, it is a new week over on Wendy's in the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool. Play today, dailyfaceoffsurvivor.com. Get your picks in. Gavin, who is a producer here, you all know him. He's won like 3 weeks in a row or something crazy like that. Jay says it's still eclipsing at the moment. How? It's bright out. Or is there shade? No, that's about how bright it is.
The sky does look a little duller than before.
You tell me, people. You tell me.
No one can see out the window.
So bright.
My eyes are now hurting.
Yeah. We don't know what's going on there, but I do know what's going on at Wendy's. It's $5 Cinnabon pull-aparts and small coffees right now when you order on the Wendy's app. Can you put up the picks again for Wendy's?
Gosh, Jesus.
What do we like tonight? There's only two games in the NHL.
There's only two?
Yeah. Vegas and Toronto. No, Vegas and Vancouver, Pittsburgh and Toronto. Blech.
So is that at home or on the road for Toronto?
I think that's in Toronto.
Okay, let's think about this logically. Vegas win.
In Toronto, in Vancouver.
I hate all of these.
I kind of like taking Vegas.
I kind of like the goal for Crosby.
I kind of like Pittsburgh over 3.5 goals.
Sure. Let's do that one.
Okay, Pittsburgh over 3.5. Lock it in. I'm going to do it right now. Otherwise, I will forget.
Wendy's. No going back.
No going back now. We are locked in. Sources, my fiance is saying it is still a partial eclipse right now.
Wow.
So I don't know what's going on. I feel like this eclipse, it's the Colorado Avalanche. It's getting a little overrated. Fading. Yep. I don't know what the whole hoopla was about here. I'm out. I'm chom out on the eclipse. Speaking of which, the menu today brought to you by DoorDash. New episode of Real Life going to drop a little bit later on. No bagged milk and no Jay. It might just be me, Wanye, and Chalmers.
No BM?
No, he is doing a thing with Short Ford today.
Oh, okay.
So shout out to the Short Ford the Giant. But DoorDash, 25% off, zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. Download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. Playoff race-wise, Liam, this is a massive, massive night. The Pittsburgh Penguins, if they win, will once again jump over the Detroit Red Wings and jump over the Islanders because they hold the tiebreaker, and they will be alone in the third spot in the Metropolitan. All they need to do is beat the Leafs. The Penguins have won four in a row. They are red hot. You think Pittsburgh can stay hot? And they keep this hot streak going.
I kind of hope so. Oh, wow. Philly are in 11th? What did I miss over the weekend?
They lost 6-2 to the Blue Jackets, gave up 6 goals, all the defensemen.
Right. First time in history.
Exactly.
Yeah, crazy. Wow. So Washington is now third. Oh, and the Islanders, sorry.
The Islanders are in there. So the Islanders, Red Wings, Penguins, and Capitals all have 5 games to go. Islanders are at 85 points, but they lose the tiebreaker to every single one of those teams.
Really?
The Red Wings are second last in the tiebreaker race. The Penguins lead the tiebreaker race. So again, all they need to do is finish tied with Detroit and they will leapfrog them. All they need to do is finish tied with the Islanders and they will leapfrog them. I'm having a very hard time rooting against this Pittsburgh team. Their core is starting to get humming and I want to see Sid in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't really care for the Red Wings. They could miss for me. I do still want Philly to get in. I just think life can be tough sometimes. And they have gone through the ringer this year. And it's just like headline after headline every week. So I'd like to see them get in, but also I wouldn't lose any sleep over it. Pittsburgh's the only team that I really care about. The Islanders are boring as heck.
Yeah. They are.
36-30-11.
They've turned off team. And they got goals the other day from, it was like 2 from Malkin, 1 from Sid, 1 from Letang. So their big guns are looking like their big guns. Alex Nedeljkovic has been starting. Tristan Jarry has been relegated to the backup role. It's been great. We're going to talk to Frank Ned about that a little bit later on. Ned's taking over.
Yeah. I remember he took Carolina to the playoffs a few years.
As a rookie. That was in the...
Really been the same since.
I think that was the Canadian division year. And they were in a weird division with like Nashville and shit.
Oh yeah. The way the division should probably be lined up. In the U.S., not Canada.
Yeah. Can you imagine if it was full-time Canadian division?
I wouldn't like it.
I wouldn't either. I feel like it would get no media coverage down south, and then it would just be like a waste.
So Nedeljkovic had that would have been 2021, 932 save percentage that year. So
wow.
907 this year, which is the best since then. Yep. Only 3 years ago. He was in the American League.
He cleared waivers not that long ago.
He played in the American League this season.
Yeah. It is crazy, man. Goaltending such voodoo, though.
Doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't. Like, again, if you're the Oilers and you're heading into the offseason, maybe you trust Rodrigue as your backup.
Yeah.
But you can just take a stab. Like, Alex Lyon played great for the Red Wings, and he got the Panthers to the playoffs last year. Anthony Stolarz has one of the highest save, or he has the highest save percentage in the NHL this year amongst qualified goaltenders.
Didn't Malcolm Subban play a game yesterday?
Malcolm Subban played a game for the Blue Jackets yesterday.
30 years old. Damn, that guy's career has just not gone the way it should.
It's been all over the place, yeah.
9-14. They lost against Carolina, but that's pretty good.
Yeah. Ron says, Tyler, never count your money. It's too early. I know. But the math is fun to do. Joel says, did you miss Jason Demers? We had a connection issue with Jason Demers today, but we'll be catching up with him later on in the week. I think we got like Demers and Gazdick and Frank all coming up this week. So again, internet be internet. And sometimes you just aren't able to make it work, but we'll connect with Jason Demers at some point this week. We have the questions ready for him.
We did. We planned.
We're ready to go. But that's life.
Do we have anything else? Do you mind if I give a couple of shout outs?
Give a couple of shout outs because I drank this whole coffee during the show and I got to pee like crazy.
So it was the U17 Alberta Provincials this weekend.
Yes, sir. It was.
In Leduc. So I just want to give a couple of shout outs. Assured Park, I believe they're called the Flyers. No, Assured Park Squires.
Okay.
Won bronze against Leduc, who are the hosts. So Sherwood Park Star is the way they do provincials is just five teams.
Okay.
One of them is the host, obviously, then there's two from the south, two from the north. Sherwood Park lost their first two games and rallied to win the bronze medal game 5-0. Shout out Devin Boyle for his hat trick in that game.
Shout out D Boyle.
And then the St. Albert Raiders Flyers won the gold medal 3-2 in double overtime. They were down 2-0 going into the third period. And they won.
Do you have the scoring summary there?
I do.
Can I see who scored?
Yeah. Macklin Popke got the overtime winner.
Scoring.
Good young defenseman.
Ah.
You know any of those young folks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's on
the team. Well, it's my cousin's kid, Brody. I wanted to see if he got on the board. I saw they were.
Good year.
I saw my actual cousin, Jordan Doust. Posting a lot about it. Shout out to my cousin's kid, Brody Doust, for winning a big tournament.
Cohen Doust.
Yeah, Canmore Eagles.
Going to game 7 against the White Claw Wolverines.
Shout out to the Canmore Eagles.
In the AJHL.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out AJHL.
Shout out AJHL.
Interesting.
Shout out the Doust family.
Shout out Doust.
Big weekend for them.
Brody's coming to crew camp. Hopefully he does.
Well, if I have any pull with that family, Liam, I'll put in a good word for you. All right. Speaking of the menu, Nuge Lover. Hey, Tyler, how about the Blue Jays home opener tonight? Cup holders in the seats. Woo. Didn't sign anybody notable in free agency, but we spent $300 million to put cup holders in the seats. Go Jays.
What a year. What a year.
I hate this team so much. I've never hated one of my favorite teams as much as I dislike this Blue Jays team. Am I going to watch every game? Oh, yeah. Am I going to root like hell? Sure. Am I probably going to get suckered into going into Toronto later in the summer and watch them in person? Yep. I changed that because it's just me convincing myself they can be good.
Yeah. The
they stink. They stink.
It is. It's kind of sad.
They used to be so good.
Years ago, had this whole country behind them.
Yeah.
Now more and more people are like, yeah, maybe I'm a Mariners fan. It's not good.
Ohtani Watch was still one of the best ON radio episodes. It was. We believed so hard.
Special. You should have seen the post show.
Christopher Palmer, tell me when we're going. I'll take the PJ and meet up. I don't know when I'm going to go to Toronto. I'm going to go at some point. I always end up there in the summer. But
maybe I'll go.
You want to go together?
We could probably go later in the summer together. Mm-hmm.
Do some shows.
I am going to a Mariners game this year in LA.
Oh, yeah, you are. That'll be fun for you.
That'll be good. Hopefully Mike Trout's still on.
Tyler Mulick, did we talk about Morgan Wallen getting arrested again? Guy threw a chair off a rooftop bar.
He let
his intrusive thoughts win.
Okay.
Everybody's been up high somewhere and been like, damn, it'd be cool as hell if I threw something off here. Granted, he could have hurt some people, so it's not that much of a laughing matter. But I think when you're rich, you just let your intrusive thoughts in more.
So is there a video of him throwing this chair?
No.
Damn, that
sounds like no proof. Except for the fact the chair landed right by a bunch of police officers. That's how they get you.
Innocent until proven guilty. He threw it on top of Chiefs. So why do I think
all right. Chefs? Chefs is what my new Beer League Slow Pitch team name is.
It Go does chefs. Say Pop Crave does say allegedly threw a chair.
Hmm.
The chair landed just feet from several police officers.
Like, not just one, several. Several police officers.
Who stood in front of the business at the time.
Yeah, I do think generally, if you're going to throw a chair off a building, maybe just a little glance, just a quick little like, oh yeah, there's no cops and no people down there. Yeah. Throw the chair instead of just being like, ah, I'm sure those cops won't mind. Yeah, maybe. Oh, well. They were in the hot dog cart line, sure.
Can't wait to hear the song about it.
The chat was really good today. They carried us. Did a full show, didn't have our guest, but.
You would have thought after two games this weekend, we needed someone to carry us through a show.
We needed roughly 680 people to carry us through the show.
So thank you so much. Jason Demers is not here, Doug. Maybe you can call him.
Where's Demers? We'll have him later in the week. I promise you that. That is my commitment to you. That is a wrap on today's edition of Oilers Nation Every Day. New Real Life coming later on. Tyler Mulick, false chair event. Chair was an inside job. Sure. Chair send, yeah. Like whenever someone who's a polit, you know what? I'm not going to say it. I was going to make a joke. Why? I'm not making the joke.
Make the joke.
Nope. We're going to wrap up the show. We'll be back tomorrow. Maybe I'll tell the joke then. We'll maybe be joined by a guest and all that good stuff. Not a game day till Wednesday. Enjoy your Monday, everybody. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.